So we see here from New York, soaring oil prices sent stocks lower Wednesday as traders worried about the damage that Hurricane Rita might wreak on Texas refineries. Stocks sank after oil futures rose as much as $2 a barrel in morning trading. While economists have debated the long-term economic impact of Hurricane Katrina, few have ventured to guess what a hit from another powerful hurricane might mean to long-term oil prices and the economy. Rita, a Category 4 storm, is expected to make landfall most likely in Texas by the weekend. And actually, it's reached a Category 5 storm, according to MSNBC right now, at 165 mile per hour winds, people. So, do you see how important it is to chronicle weather modification? It's very, very important, very critical at this stage. And remember, let's revisit Secretary of Defense William Cohen, Monday, April 28, 1997. In a Department of Defense news briefing, quote, others are engaging even in an echo type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real. That's right. He says it's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important, end quote. Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen, April 28, 1997. Very, very obvious to me that this is very critical to research for all of us to do. Very, 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 very ominous. I'm sorry that that's the case. I am very, very sorry that we've had the 20th century smokescreen where thousands upon thousands of lives have been lost for wars to implement the world totalitarian communist system. Listeners, Vietnam, a catastrophe, a setup catastrophe. Robert McNamara needs truth serum and to speak live to the public throughout the country and the world. Henry Kissinger needs truth serum to speak live before the population of the world about what he knows. The federal government is trying to purchase an additional 50,000 body bags for use in the Hurricane Katrina cleanup and in Iraq, according to an official for Modesto Manufacturer. That's a Modesto Manufacturer. This is entitled Modesto Company to Deliver More Body Bags to New Orleans. The government's order for another 50,000 will be filled by about 8 firms, listeners. Body bags. Wow. How can this be in America today, huh? How can this be? The created crisis, the direction in place to maneuver us and direct us into totalitarianism. I'm an apologist for our country at this point. Yeah. Yeah, all those lives lost in the past. The Congressional Medal of Honor, the upside-down five-pointed star, blueprint for the peace race, the implementation of State Department Publication 7277 from 1961, blueprint for the peace race. It's there for you to see on AmericanExpose.com. It's most important to consider how things are being driven and directed. Now, you have on our website the Global Fire Monitoring Center. Fire is not the paramount thought right now. Fire will be a paramount thought in the future, as it is in Harare Forest, with trees worth more than $700 million have been destroyed by uncontrolled fires in Chimianami and other areas countrywide over the past 3 weeks. In addition, intermittent fire outbreaks are threatening the lives of at least 1,000 wildebeest in Rhodes Nanga National Park, where a vast swath of grazing land has been destroyed. The park, in which is found Zimbabwe's largest population of wildebeest, the large-headed ox-like antelopes with horns and a long tufted tail, is now virtually bare of vegetation following the raging fires, leaving the animals with little pastures. You can look this up, this fire in Zimbabwe, or these series of fires in Zimbabwe. This is dated September 20th. You can research this on our website in the Global Fire Monitoring Center of the UN system. You can look this up. You can see the fire. You can see where it's going. You can see where it's been. You can see what's going on there. The Global Fire Monitoring Center, listeners, what is it for? But not to monitor all the fires in the world? To move people to sustainable communities where they're supposed to live in the future? To reduce the population of the world? Population reduction is a paramount direction in place, people. Sheldon's back. Welcome to the broadcast again.
I forgot to tell you before, you might want to consider bringing Mark McCandlish on to discuss weather control. He's right up there with Scott Stevens for that kind of information.
Who is he, and where is he?
My friend told me about him. He's located somewhere in Northern California. I got to do some research on my own into him.
Can you find us a phone number for him?
Yeah, I'll do that this weekend.
Okay, and you can email it to me?
Well, I can't email, but I'll definitely get back on the air and tell you.
Okay, or leave it with the board op?
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to tell you, when James McCanney was on Frank Whalen's show about a week or two ago, he had mentioned that they were taking in evacuees up in Minnesota from Katrina, and they were being housed behind barbed wire fences, so you may want to ask him about that again on Friday when he comes on.
Okay.
Otherwise, that's all I had. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you very much. Much concern to be directed at those that have had to evacuate. 1 million already having left the Katrina disaster. Now 1 million more are being told to evacuate the Gulf Coast. Where is it going to stop? Why aren't we getting to the bottom of the weather modification? Why isn't the press ever talking that this could be a creation? Well, obviously, you know what's going on. And it's not a pleasant thought. We've got to unravel this mess that's being directed at us. Weather wars, weather modification, environmental modification, the NMOD treaty, listeners. It's all there in the CIA World Factbook as well, the NMOD treaty, and the countries that signed it and that did not. We'll be back to wrap it up. Stay here. As we close it out today, that number for the Berkey Light is in the middle of this mess, this Agenda 21 mess, where they'll come and do something to your property because you have the wrong growth on your property, the wrong weed growing, and you'll have to protect it. It sounds outlandish, listeners, but it's not. It's not. They're maneuvering the code enforcement officers all over the country have jobs to control your property, whether you own it or not. Hurricane Rita is making a big move here. 165 mile per hour, level 5 now. We must get to the bottom of weather modification. We must expose it. The U.S. Code talks about it. In the 1970s through the 1980s, weather modification money was engineered in the U.S. Code. William Cohen's statement about weather modification, owning the weather 2025, which was taken off the Air Force's website, and Darren kept it. Dennis and Darren do the website. The double D's, I call them. They do a great job and make my job much easier. Working together with the right people makes everyone's job easier in restoration of a constitutional republic. That's my feeling. We've never lived under our constitutional republic. I think it's high time we tried, don't you? I'm out for now. God bless you all, listeners, and have a pleasant afternoon, and do your research.